being conscious of it and being aware of it in those moments and realizing like there's no person, there's no job, there's no career, there's no business coach, there's no like human being walking this earth that is ever going to be able to fulfill you and fill you up and make you whole in the way that God can.
You are now listening to the Full Time Boss Podcast with Nia Hines. Most people think that being equipped to transition to full-time entrepreneurship is about having financial security and a promising business plan. But honestly, what you really need is to understand how to overpower your will, your emotions, and your mind. When you learn how to do that, that is when you are able to experience unlimited growth and success beyond your wildest dreams. Join me as I share with you the real keys required to becoming a full-time boss.
So today I want to talk about checking ourselves, you know, as it relates to experiences that we may be having or our current circumstances or our expectations on other people and how we have to check ourselves and take a step back. Sometimes we find ourselves, you know, in a place where we are just complaining, right? We're complaining about life. We're not happy about our current circumstances. You know, something we're experiencing in the moment. It could be a hard time, you know, a transitional time in our lives. Or we could even be, you know, complaining about like another person in our life or a relationship we're having with people. Usually it's attached to, you know, it could be attached to expectations. Like that person is not meeting your expectations or the relationship or the situation is not, you know, what you thought it was going to be or what you desired for it to be because it's something that other person is lacking or the relationship itself may be lacking and it's not meeting your expectations. And so you can find yourself in a rough place sometimes. And in those moments, I want to just give you something to think about, something to chew on. If you are in that situation or if you've been, you know, if you're in that situation now or if you find yourself in that situation in the future, I want to give you something to really take a moment and step back and think about in those moments. First off, you have to remember that God created us in His image for His purpose. Our existence on this earth is so much bigger than us, right? Like the only reason I even woke up this morning, the only reason you even woke up this morning, the only reason you are able to even listen to this podcast right now, the only reason you're still on this earth and breathing through your lungs, right, is because you are still on assignment. Everything you experience while you are here is a part of your assignment. As soon as you learn how to remove yourself and your ego from your experiences and things that are going on, life becomes so much easier. I want you to, in those moments, take a step back and think about, well, first tap into your feelings. What are you actually feeling? What feeling or emotion are you experiencing? And then what is the need or desire that would make that feeling whole or make that feeling go away or make you feel complete? And realize that that desire and that need that you have to feel complete, that has to come from God. That is not going to come from a relationship. It's not going to come from a business coach. It's not going to come from your job or your career. God is the source to our wholeness. And so if you are attaching yourself to your current circumstances or experiences, and it's causing you to really doubt yourself, or you don't feel worthy, or you don't feel complete, or you don't feel whole, I encourage you to really get into prayer and ask God to show you how He can fulfill those expectations through Him. This episode is sponsored by my group coaching program, Elevate. If you are ready to serve more clients, make more money, and position your business for long-term growth, I invite you to apply. Learning how to improve your business processes and grow your revenue is what transforms your company from a side hustle to a thriving business. Visit niahines.com/elevate to learn more and apply today. And better understand what He wants for your life. Because sometimes we are putting things on ourselves. And I always just wonder how God, you know, He's dealing with spirits every single day, spirits and minds every day. And I feel like sometimes He be like, now who told you that? You know, we be walking around.
We might be walking around with these expectations or these desires and these wants. And I feel like he'd be like, okay, I never said that. But let me clarify. If it's in alignment with what he has for you, what's funny about that is when you see it show up in your life, it's going to be 100 times bigger than what you ever imagined it to be. So that's number one. That's why, you know, dreaming big, you know, that's like just a common thing people say, dream big. But that's why dreaming big is so real. Like, that's why you should dream big, because God, you know, he grants us the desires of our heart if it's aligned with his word and what he sees for us. But it's always going to be so much bigger than what you imagine, which is part of the reason why I never settle. That's why I've never been a person that is willing to settle, because I understand, even when I wasn't in deep relationship with God, as I'm growing to be now, I still understood the concept. And let me clarify, I didn't understand the concept of settling until I did settle and I saw how it made me feel. But you have to understand that feeling whole, feeling worthy, and feeling complete, that comes from him. That comes through him. So get into prayer and really ask God to show you and reveal to you what his plans are for you, and work in and through you to change your heart. It's almost like we have to learn how to mold and shape our hearts to God's heart. And it's a process. It's something you have to be very intentional about and work on. It doesn't just happen overnight. I mean, we're human, right? We're not perfect. We're human. And so being conscious of it and being aware of it in those moments and realizing, like, there's no person, there's no job, there's no career, there's no business coach, there's no, like, human being walking this earth that is ever going to be able to fulfill you and fill you up and make you whole in the way that God can. So when you find yourself in those moments, you find yourself complaining or struggling with a current circumstance or struggling with expectations that you had on somebody and they didn't meet your expectations, I challenge you to just take a step back and really think about how it's so much bigger than you. It's so much bigger than you. Detach yourself from that and tap into your spirit, tap into your soul and your spirit, and find out, who do you need to become? What thoughts do you need to change? What beliefs? How do you need to become more like him and mold and change your heart to become more like God's heart, to start feeling whole and complete in that circumstance, in that situation, and with that person too? Because walking around feeling away because somebody is not meeting your expectations and that's a part of your daily story, listen, that will drive you crazy. Because you will never be able to control somebody else and what they do and how they operate. All you can control is yourself, your heart, your mind, your soul, and how you respond to others. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe, leave a review, then head over to NiaHines.com and join my private Facebook group. I want to hear from you. I want to connect with you. And I would love to support you on your journey. Remember, many are called, but few are chosen. And it all begins with your mindset and beliefs. Until next time.